Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today we do the last two ahadith on the chapter on helping one's travel companion. When one is out on travel, then he'll have sometimes companions with him to assist one another. It's also part of our deen to assist a person that is traveling with us. So today we finish off the last two ahadith. An Jabirin radiallahu anhu, an Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. أنه أراد أن يخزو فقال يا معشر المهاجرين والأنصار إن من إخوانكم قوما ليس لهم مال ولا عشيرة فليضم أحدكم إليه الرجلين أو الثلاثة فما لأحد من ظهر يحمله إلا عقبة كعقبة يعني أحدهم قال فضممت إلي اثنين أو ثلاثة ما لي إلا عقبة كعقبة أحدهم من جملي رواه أبو داود. Hazrat Jabir radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam intended to go out for an expedition. And he said, O assembly of muhajireen and ansar, amongst your brothers are those who have no possessions and no family. We know that when the muhajireen had come from Makkatul Mukarrama, many of them left everything they owned behind. And they left it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To such an extent that they came to Madinatul Munawwara with no possessions at all. So here now when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is going out for the expedition, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam is encouraging them. The Sahaba, they went through very difficult times. The expedition of Tabuk especially, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam gave a lot of encouragement. It was very difficult for them to come out at that time. So here Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam, he's giving them targhib, encouragement. Oh, Muhajireen and Ansar. Ansar were the people already of Madina Sharif. Muhajireen had come without anything. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him that amongst your brothers are people who have no possessions and no family. Each of you should therefore attach two or three of them to himself. Therefore those of us who had conveyances would take equal turns with them in riding. Hazrat Jabir radiallahu anhu is narrating this hadith. He's saying that he's an Ansari Sahabi. He's saying that those of us who had conveyances would take equal turns with those that didn't have. So then he goes on to say that I also attached two or three of them to myself, and I had a turn to ride my camel just as they had turns to ride. So what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would do is if there are three of them that are linked to one animal, then two would ride and one would walk. So Jabir radiallahu anhu, imagine this was his camel. But a time would come when he would also walk and another two would be riding his camel. So this was the level of ikram that they showed. They didn't hold back on anything, even though it was mines. The hadith is saying, عُقْبَةٌ كَعُقْبَةٍ. Their turn was like my turn. There was no difference that this is my camel, so I must get extra turn to ride, or you all must share with me and you all walk and I'll keep riding. Nothing like that. Just as they had a share in it, I gave a share. It was just one targhib. That Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam needed to give one encouragement, he had to give, and it was enough for Sahaba to know that we need to share. So look how this is coming under assisting one another in a travel. So here this is travel, they are our travel companions, and even if we have to share our things equally with them, we are happy to share it with them. And Jabirin radiallahu anhu qal kana Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yatakhallafu fil masiri فيسجي الضعيف ويردف ويدعو له رواه أبو داود بإسناد حسن. حضرت جابر رضي الله عنه narrated that during a journey Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would go to the rear so that he could urge the weak or mount its rider behind him and supplicate for him. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's humility was profound. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam during the journey at times Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam would go right to the back of the Jamaat. Why? To see that those that are weak, they are managing. Those that have got any difficulty, they are also moving. To take care of the Jamaat, sometimes Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would be at the rear, sometimes he'll be in the middle, sometimes he'll be in the front. But all the time he was worried about his Sahaba, his companions, how I can be of some assistance to them. So Jabir radiallahu anhu says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will go to the back, go to the rear, and he would urge and encourage the weak to keep moving. Give them that himmat and encouragement. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sometimes what he would do, he'd mount his rider behind him and supplicate for him. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that if he sees the person is weak, person can't manage, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam will take that person, put him on his own camel. He'll make dua for him and he'll take him with him. So this was the ikram that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam would do. He would look after every person in that jamaat. He had a personal touch with his sahaba. Which leader today has that personal touch with his people? Everyone, once they get the position, then it's only about that position and that power after that. It's nothing about the public and the people and what's happening on the ground. But this was a practical example that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam set for us. Allah ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. One thing we should keep in mind, that today is the 10th of Muharram. So a lot of time people do a lot of good actions, and we should encourage and we should also do good actions. Try and do whatever good amal we can do, try and increase it on this day. This day is a Mubarak day. So if we read Quran Sharif, we read extra Quran Sharif on this day. If we give charity, we give extra charity on this day. Whatever we do, try and do a little bit extra. That's all we should do, do a little bit extra. However, we shouldn't take things beyond the bounds that Shariat has kept it. One hadith that normally people quote on this particular day is Man wassa ala iyalihi wassa allahu alayhi sa'ira sanatin wa kama qala alayhi salatu wassalam. That person who is generous with his dependents. This word iyal means dependents. So that person who is generous with his dependents on this day, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be generous on him for the rest of the year. For the whole year Allah will be generous. In other words, Allah ta'ala will bless him for the rest of the year. So here that word that is used is iyal, dependents. Sometimes what happens is people take this word and they broaden it and they add other things to it. In other words, they'll add relatives, they'll add friends, they'll add neighbors and add this and gifting, etc. Now we are going beyond the bounds of what the hadith is speaking. There are many other hadiths where Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam wanted to speak about animals. He spoke about animals, kindness to animals, kindness to birds. To such an extent, Nabi alayhi salatu wasallam showed us that even with trees also, how they should be planted, the distance between the trees, so they get sufficient light, sufficient water. All this is told to us. But on this particular occasion, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam restricted it to dependents. And there was a reason for this. Nabi alayhi salatu wasallam could have said, Man wassa ala khalqillah, that person who is generous with the whole creation of Allah ta'ala on this day, Allah will be generous. Nabi alayhi salatu wasallam restricted it to dependents. So that now this doesn't become like a party thing and start becoming a day of gifting like what the West do. So when Nabi alayhi salatu wasallam has restricted it to this, then we should also restrict it to this. Not to say we can't be kind to anybody, but we don't specify this day for that kindness. We don't specify this day for that generosity. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam specified dependence on this particular day, then we restrict the virtue of this hadith to that which Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam has restricted it. Otherwise there can be no end to what we can start increasing upon the hadith because of other ahadith. So when it comes to a specific day and a specification in the hadith, we should restrict it. The moment we start opening and increasing it to gifting and to neighbors and relatives and everyone else on this particular day, then we're introducing something new that is not in our deen. May Allah Ta'ala give us our tawfiq to practice upon deen in entirety and to preserve the deen. We see as we go in the hadith that where there's a doubt also in the hadith, the narrator will say there's a doubt. Where there's something not specified in the hadith, the fuqaha and the muhaddisin, they'll make a point of mentioning it. Where there's a change in the nuskha also, they'll make a point of saying there's a change in another nuskha, in another kitab. It is written like this. In another recording, it is written like this. It'll be so particular and meticulous to even keep the changes of the words, or even if there's the dots that are missing in another book or in another recording, they'll make a note of that also, that did one got dots missing. Everything is preserved as far as the hadith is concerned. So we also, when we're practicing on the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, practice on it in its exact form so that we don't end up changing via our action. What the purport of the hadith is, Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.